This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at Radio Missions at the First Baptist Church of Algiers in New Orleans, Louisiana. And this is the old Trailblazer broadcast coming out to you once again, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. And I just praise the Lord for another opportunity to be here in your home, in your car, there in your boat or your airplane or your penthouse, wherever you are, and to bring you another study from God's Word. And we're looking at a study now, have been, on the revelation of Jesus Christ. And we're looking at someone forgot to turn the PA system off, but that's okay. We'll just let it run. It won't hurt anything. But we're looking at a study at the church now of Laodicea after we have finished up the Philadelphian church. I want to make this statement before we go into that thing, before we go into that study. He says there at the end of these letters, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Would you think about that just a moment for me? Unplug that telephone where it won't distract you. But he says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. This is the closing statements to the church there at Philadelphia. He said, whose ear has been touched by the Holy Spirit? He whose heart has been opened to hear the Word of God? Listen, sinner, Christ died to save sinners. Listen, would you listen? 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. Christ paid our sin debt, your sin debt, secured a pardon. Do you know what it is to be pardoned, my friend? Every lost soul has a first-degree murder charge registered against him in the courts of heaven. But the Lord paid. The Lord granted us a pardon, and he wants to give you that pardon according to John 3:16. Listen, saint. Listen to the Spirit of God as he speaks and calls our attention to the glories of our Lord that no human can describe. Paul cried out, oh, depth of the riches of God. I wish somehow that you folks there would fall in love with the Lord, and I could leave you at his feet crying, my Lord and my God. So this brings us to the close of the letter there to the church at Philadelphia. And now we're going to begin to look at the church at Laodicea. And it's been called a lost church. If we're in the closing days of the church age, and all signs point in that direction, then we are entering in to the great apostasy as spoken of in God's Word there in 2 Thessalonians 2:3. Listen, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Falling away first means the great apostasy. We're there today, my friends. We're living in that day today. Even in my own life, the old Trailblazer, 75 years old now, even in my own life, I can look back in the world as it was when I was a young man at the degree, how we have fallen away from the truth, how the apostasy has set in, even in those short times. Listen now, listen, falling away means the great apostasy. What does that mean? It means that everything spiritual has been watered down. No longer do we hear the old stoop-shouldered, gray-haired men stand and thunder forth God's Word, repent or perish. We don't hear that anymore. You don't hear that in your church. Everything has to be just so. Once in a while, I try to describe or attempt to describe what I find when I visit around sometime, maybe go to service with somebody in a foreign city. I go to church there, and I find the church packed, most probably, most every time, packed with individuals, and they have a program all laid out. It's choreographed. They have an opening song, and then they have a prayer, and then they have announcements about who's got the biggest hat and who's got the most children and all of those things and who's the oldest person. All of those things, my friend, I hear those things. And especially like on Easter Sunday or Mother's Day or something, they put the emphasis on the people instead of preaching the gospel. The Lord never called me to do those things. No, we don't call attention to who's got the biggest hat or who's got the most children or who's the oldest person in the audience. We call attention that Christ died for sinners and that man is a sinner by nature. But the normal, the average church today has gotten away from the reality of Christ. There's no reality there. There's not, my friend. You might as well put it down your pipe and smoke it. By apostasy, we mean faithfulness to God. We have very few who are faithful to God now. It means unrepentance and sin. Do we see repentance now? You don't even hear it, my friend, in the average sermon, in the average message on the radio. And I was commenting with one of my friends and brothers in Christ, and we were just talking about this ministry here, where that we preach Christ crucified, buried, and risen as our hope, our only hope. And then if you listen to the radio broadcasters, as I do sometimes, just to stay what's going on, to be aware of what's going on in the world, in the religious world, I don't hear one individual speaking about Christ and what he means to that heart. I don't hear a pastor praising the Lord for being saved. I don't hear that. I hear them trying to convince somebody of their philosophy, of their doctrine, all of those things. But it's a dry-eyed doctrine where there's no Christ, where there's no love, there's no foundation of God standing there. My friend, the greatest thing in the world is to be saved. Not to know all the historicity of the Bible, not to know who Lot's wife was, not to know those things. My friend, that's not important. What is important, Trailblazer? The thing that's important is, are you saved? I ask my congregation on a regular basis, are you saved? Do you know the Lord? And I mentioned even in our services this past Sunday, I said, I don't hear pastors standing up in their pulpit and asking their congregation, do they know the Lord? Why, my friend? Because he doesn't know the Lord himself. He's just got a job. He's got a job. Our pastors have been duped by Satan. Our preachers have been duped by Satan as a whole. And they're out there struggling to make a living and struggling to keep their congregation from fussing and fighting and arguing over this and arguing over that. And they should just preach hell off the cross. That's what I'm saying, my friend. I know that the Lord has blessed me here with folks who have been rooted and grounded in the truth, and they know the truth when they hear it. But my friend, our preachers, our pastors go to school and learn how to be kind to dumb animals. That's what they do. They learn how to be kind to dumb animals. And my friend, that's not the gospel. No, sir. But listen, falling away means indifferent towards spiritual things. Do you have a conversation with the folks in the line at the supermarket with you when you go to make groceries? You just turn around to your neighbor and have a friendly conversation and ask him how the Lord is dealing with his heart or what the Lord means to him? No, there's no such a thing. Then it means the deliberate turning away from God, the falling away from the body of divine truth. This is very descriptive of the age in which you and I live today, my friend. You will not find one who will sit in the doctor's office in the waiting room and talk to you of the grace of God. You will not find it. They'll talk about the ball game that was on the TV yesterday or last week. They'll talk about the world conditions maybe and all of those things. The message which Christ dictated to John to send to the church at Laodicea describes the present day lost church, a church that has completely fallen away from divine truth, one that has displaced Christ with their own opinions. Now, my friend, that's the truth. That's the truth. I used to have an old friend that rode to work with me years ago, and he had a saying. He said, that's the truth if I ever heard it. And that's what this is, my friend. We have church now that have fallen away from divine truth, and they have displaced Christ with their own opinions, my friend. Their own opinion. That's what folks are. And listen now. They've relegated Christ out of the church until he's standing on the outside of the church knocking for entrance. I often describe it as standing on the sideline of time, wringing his hands, hoping and praying somebody will trust Jesus. Now, my friend, I know that the old trailblazer gets all worked up many times, and I do, but I know one thing. I see men and women plunging into eternity, day in and day out, my friend, with no hope. And I'm attempting to throw something in your path that you can't get away from, that you have to come over. Like the pastor told a story not long ago. I heard him say that if he was walking down Opelousas Avenue here in New Orleans on a late night, and coming in from one of the mission places, and he come up on your house on fire, would he just stop and kind of peck on your door a little bit and say, "Oh, my friend, your house is on fire. You better wake up. Your house is on fire." Would he do that? No. No, he'd get a pole. He'd get a 2x4 or a brick bat or something and throw it through your front door and say, "My friend, your house is on fire. Come out of there." And save your poor soul. Save your poor, your hide from burning up. But my friend, we don't have that no more. We have folks with a little soft soap, silk handkerchief preaching, I call it, where they don't want to offend nobody. Did you know the gospel is offensive, my friend? The gospel is offensive. It offends folk because it says, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die." It says that, listen now. It says those things day over and over. It says, after this, the judgment. After that comes the judgment, my friend. Also, this letter describes the final state of apostasy reached by the churches before Christ comes back. Let's read that letter that Christ dictated now to this church at Laodicea. I believe we'll have time to do it. Found there in Revelation 3:14. Let's read it, and then we'll pick it up in our next study. "And unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans write, These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works. Thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou might be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness might not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, eat supper with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Now, my friend, we'll try maybe to read that again a little slower in our next study, but I asked you, my friend, first of all, are you saved? Do you know the Lord? I was talking to one of our brethren about the distinguishing mark of radio missions, the Trailblazer broadcast, the Voice of Truth ministry, as we go up and down this land preaching the gospel. One of the distinguishing marks, and I believe the most distinguishing mark, is that the pastors, the lay preachers who work here and go out to the missions to preach, and myself, we stand here as those of old did. We stand here and say, "Are you saved? Do you know the Lord? Have you ever been broken at the feet of Christ as a lost sinner and come to Christ begging for mercy? Have you ever done that, my friend?" I asked you this morning, tonight, whatever time you hear this old Trailblazer. I know it goes out on different stations at different times. And I asked you to pardon me when I say good morning, but for a long time it was only in the morning. So now it goes out over several stations at night. Would you just think with me? Are you saved? Do you know the Lord? Don't pick me to pieces because of my peculiarities and my those things that I have, my habits. No. My heart is big as a pumpkin. It is, because it's overflowing with the love of God for lost sinners. The Lord has given me a burden for lost sinners, and I beg you, and I ask you day by day, would you make sure that you know the Lord? Would you see if you make your calling and election sure? If you would, you can go to the mirror and look in it and say, "Am I saved?" Do you know you'll get an answer back? Oh, you would. I hope you'll stay with me through these series of services. We're going to go back to our church there in Laodicea in our next message. Remember, the Old Trailblazer, I love to hear from you. My mailing address is the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana 70174. Until next time, may God bless you. Goodbye.